We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thank you to Rick Camp, who moved from producer to updates and will remain there for a while this afternoon. Thank you also to
Rich Campbell, Jonah Carey, Andy McCullough, yeah, and Zach Johnson. We just played his picks, and right, thanks to thefirsttee.org, Zach Johnson's terrific charity.
Who had updates earlier in the show? Devin Zipak?
Joe Ostrowski.
Joe Ostrowski, that's right.
Yeah, and Ray Diaz.
We did picks with him.
Rick Camp and Jay Zawoski are the producers.
Thank you also to Jason Wirth and Jerry Lane.
Yes.
And
content.
Everybody else did stuff. Zawoski and Camp did a great job today with a massive amount of audio after an insane night. It is all there for you, and now it's our pleasure to hand it over to Bernstein and Goff in a moment to continue your day of reaction and looking forward.
Brian Gertz did a good job also. Bernstein and Goff are at Mike and Denise's 1760 North Farnsworth in Aurora. Gentlemen, that was fun last night, huh?
No, not really.
Yes, it was. Come
the
on.
The outcome was great. The process wasn't fun.
Oh, I had a great time.
Well, the time that I was awake, it was cool. And then I had to go back and watch the fifth and sixth innings this morning, because that's when I went to sleep. My lady texted me and said, "Jason, you're missing the game." And I said, "Okay, I'll wake up now just to wake up and go back in the other room to go to sleep again." I got to ask you all this.
Such as fatherhood, by the way. I get you.
Dog just speaks. Why didn't you tell me, dude? Like, I enjoy myself, but
amen.
I stopped after a certain number. You know what I mean?
Your shift change happened at a beautiful time, because now you could use those first 5-6 hours of the day to catch up.
It's amazing. But I got to ask you this. Is there anything in life that takes 4 hours and 40 minutes that you would enjoy?
That Cubs game?
Yeah, baseball games.
If they would have lost.
You and I are going to have Eric Devendorf speaks right now, Danny Parkins.
Yeah,
because that's the only time. Syracuse triple overtime games are the only things that you should enjoy for that long.
My man, the 6-0 OT game came up today.
I was sitting there watching the game like, wait a minute, what time is it? Like, and I wasn't Cliff Levingston in it. I was actually asking what time it was, because no one wanted to get out. No one wanted to catch the ball. I'm glad the Cubs move forward, because, of course, it helps the station. And I got a lot of Cub fan friends who are very happy about this. They're still doing their thing. But I was sitting there thinking to myself, like, damn, how long does it take to play this sport?
As long as it needs. As long as it
needs.
It
made me question human existence.
So you're okay with a 5-hour?
Hey, man. Hey, man. I was – let me bathe in it. Let me go ahead and rub it all over my body.
You're bathing in toxic waste, though.
Yeah, wow.
He's the guy from RoboCop.
You guys are special. Your programming choice, you're committed to it. Go,
no,
man,
just,
go.
But come on, look.
No more so than you're committed
to yours.
Wait, hold on. I don't understand that.
Yeah, what do you mean?
No, go ahead, man. Keep going.
What do you mean, though?
What's that?
What do you mean?
I mean that things are bad.
You think this is a put-on? Because think this is a put-on? Because I said this when I was hosting with you, that I can't stand these long-ass games. No matter who's winning.
No, I didn't. I don't think it is from you, Jay. That was for Danny. But anyway. Well,
I don't know what's happened. Listen, the Cubs won
what
a game.
Was?
Right?
Right. They won a game, but it doesn't mean it was a fun game, a well-played game, or a pretty game.
Oh, no.
It was awful baseball. Horrible baseball.
I need Wilson Contreras to go back to catcher school today. Matt Wieters, you're fired from
three consecutive catcher mistakes.
Yeah, he said it's the worst inning he's ever had at any level of his life.
And you guys know the rules better than I do. Did the entire broadcast and the umpire mess up with the Javi Baez?
No, because it's a judgment call.
Okay.
Because it's in between.
Because I didn't get to catch a lot of react today.
If the umpire feels it didn't affect the play, he can decide that. Or he can invoke the rule believing that the follow-through affected the play.
But how is that? I don't know.
It's a judgment call, and it's not reviewable.
That's the thing. If we got a review for everything, If we can, as I heard today, Zapruder film the pickoff throw, like, why stop there? I mean, that you're talking about a two-run swing.
I love reading some of the descriptions of this. We all went to different places when it came to writing after the game or this morning about what happened. Tim Baffo at 670thescore.com wrote a wonderful piece where he called it Lovecraftian, in that to try to make sense of it is to descend into madness. I went with Soren Kierkegaard instead, and the philosophy of absurdism, of questioning our very human existence by trying to make sense of it. And then there was Joe Sheehan, who said it was one of the most disjointed, arrhythmic, flawed, ugly baseball games I can recall giving a damn about.
Well, I feel like all of these things can be true, and it can still be a good game, even if it's not well played. Like, you can think
it was
a close game.
Entertaining and well played aren't mutually exclusive.
For sure, right. But I'm not even arguing on behalf of well played. I'm arguing on behalf of entertaining.
Yeah. No, there was a lot. There was entertainment value to top to bottom. Carl Edwards Jr. getting pulled and thinking, why the hell am I getting pulled? That was hilarious.
Yeah, I was trying to figure out what the head shake was about. If he's head shaking towards Madden, he's got to be crazy. I'm thinking maybe he's head shaking towards, man, I thought I'd be better than this. I was trying to give him credit.
Or, you know, you got to give me more than one guy to get my cred back in front of everybody. I mean, there's a lot of things that's going on there. I didn't think we'd see him again this series. I didn't think we'd see him yesterday, and we saw him. You can't really jump ship on him going into the next round because of who you truly trust out there. If I'm Justin Wilson, I'm not even dressing.
Why is he on the roster?
Like even if I'm on the NLCS roster, I am leaving my spikes. I am leaving my baseball pants back in Chicago. If you call for me, you're going to have to see me doing it in some Dockers because there's no reason for him to be out there.
Somebody doesn't want to use him. I'm guessing that's Joe Madden. Somebody really wants him on the roster. I'm going to go ahead and guess that's
on the roster.
Well, maybe the guy who traded for him and had his numbers against Daniel Murphy at hand when we brought him up a couple of weeks ago.
And you knew Daniel Murphy was going at some point in the series,
dude,
do his Daniel Murphy
of course,
thing, right?
That freaking
guy. That guy.
Ben Zobrist is like, that's too far for me to get to. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, it was some super, super interesting things happening. You got guys pumping their fists and gyrating. It was game five madness. I just wish it would have been a little tighter so I could have, because I felt like there was so many things that, you know, like, I sit down and watch a game, fellas, and I go, okay, this is going to be important, and this is what I may have to talk about. And then you think to yourself, all right, I'm in the fourth inning now. There's two or three things that have happened. And by the third inning, I'm sitting there like, all right, screw this. The first three innings won't get talked about because there's 75 things that have already happened.
Well, in a way, a game like that almost defies rational criticism. You know, I just it ends up being more like theater to me at that point.
It's exactly what Theo just said in the cut in the update,
it's
right?
This
is the time of year where you can be results based instead of process based.
Yeah,
won.
But as far as criticizing it, it's almost like we need Chris Jones instead of, you know, a baseball analyst. We need, because it's like a circus,
right? And
to
me, that's sports at its best, is that it's reality TV that's playing out live that nobody can predict. 2.73 million half innings have been played without that sequence that we saw in the fifth against Max Scherzer.
And we'll never see it again. We will never, ever, ever see that again.
I see him running back and forth in the bullpen. I'm like, uh-oh, look at T2 over there. He's getting ready to come in. And then they had the cool slow-mo shot of his, you know, different color eyes in the background on the video board, and he's menacing around the mound. I'm like, this is cool.
And then he throws a change-up to Addison
then
Russell.
He comes in there and turns into dinner in a movie and gets his ass lit on
All right, so when you say it's toxic waste, Bernsey, it's like...
I knew you were going to get back to this.
You got to. But
Danny,
it's like,
just move away from the mic.
Yeah, I'm good here.
No.
It's my weekend.
It's just that,
no,
like,
doubt,
I can appreciate seeing people fail, you know, at a moment. Like Jimmy Rollins said, what a poopy pants game that was. Somebody had to win the poopy pants game because a whole bunch of guys succumbed to the pressure. Like, I don't think that's inherently ugly to see somebody have a bad moment in a game filled with individual moments like that. You thought that was ugly to watch?
It was. It was poorly played. I like to watch guys play really well.
Some people did.
I like seeing games decided because somebody's good, not because someone else is bad.
But don't you think that a lot of people played both good and bad throughout the night? And like seeing at what moment they're going to do that is the whole thing.
It's, Well, I just thought it was one of the worst played big games I can remember seeing in any sport.
Well, I don't know if Addison Russell qualifies on that note for last night. Wade Davis. I mean, Wade Davis was sometimes bad and then sometimes good.
But I mean,
the first four guys, out of the first six guys he faced, the first four guys reach. I mean, what was weird was that, you know, by the time all is said and done, because it's a one-run game, it magnifies every single occurrence. Every little thing that could have not happened but did happen.
So the mishaps are even more.
Yeah, of course they're bigger.
It made everything matter so much. And it's just,
But if there was plenty of excellence available. Like, by last night, Bryce Harper was himself. And that was part of Dusty's sadness after the game was like, Bryce is just starting to swing the bat. How about the play he made to almost get John Jay in inning number one? It's like a play very few right fielders make. So like
when he realized, you saw him turn on the Jets too.
Oh,
when he realized, I cannot let this ball get to the corner.
So we're denied seeing Bryce at his best over the next round or two, in addition to everything else, you know?
And the fact is, the next game could be a crackling affair that takes 2 hours and 47 minutes. And
not going to happen.
I know.
Yeah, no, that will likely not happen.
But I'll never cease to be confused by the way Joe Maddon looks at his roster and his pitching staff. And Jose Quintana's not a
12 pitches.
He's not a loogie.
No.
His whole thing is in settling in and being in length, right? I mean, the reason why he's out of the bullpen is to give you, and then he takes him out. And I don't know. I'll never figure it out. But there was a great tweet. I forgot who sent it out, but it was making the rounds. And it said to Joe Maddon. Joe Maddon's accidentally sets car on fire. Car immediately transforms into a brand new Ferrari, and Joe says, "Just as I planned."
Yeah. Hey, man, he toiled in Tampa Bay for so long. The baseball gods have smiled on him the last couple of years, and fortunately, so it's in Chicago. I for the parts that I woke up for, from innings 7 through 9, I enjoy it because I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, where'd these 3-year runs come from? And how? Because when 4-1 happened, guys, when Kyle Hendricks goes out there and doesn't have command seemingly, or if he was trying to pitch to the top of the zone and they were getting a hold of it, then fine. But when that happens, like, you got to feel deflated to the point where it's like, And for whatever reason, I keep doubting these dudes in these moments. I didn't learn my lesson when the Hawks did it to me a couple of times, and I'm like, all right, there's no way you can come back from this, right? And then you know, Roberto Luongo shows his ass, and now with this, I'm like, maybe this is the end of their run. The postseason last year took a lot out of them. They talked about the first 90 games, and then the baby poo soft Washington Nationals could not wait to show who they really were. And the good players, too.
Right.
Like, it's like the Nationals thing gets in their best players. And like, oh,
right, their Cy Young winner, their all-star catcher.
Yes!
And then Trey Turner doesn't know what base to throw to. Well,
yeah, Trey Turner's tag on John Jay early. And I kept thinking about the symmetry of the first dude they paid $100 million, Jason Wirth, just to signify, oh, we're for real now, is a guy who slides, you know, chaotically to the ground and lets a ball go right through him, and he's probably
so
done.
Moments. My favorite thing, they had their team priest bless their bats.
I saw that
game.
Pregame.
They have a team priest, first of all.
Yes.
And then
I think
that
every team though.
Does every team have a team priest?
Like, where
priest?
You can go if you want to have, you know,
chaplain. A chaplain sometimes that does like a chapel before the game, but I didn't know that they had like an actual team priest that he blessed their bats. So their bats were imbued with the Holy Spirit.
Well, their bats got them 6-7 runs.
And they still lost.
Yeah. Should have blessed the baseballs that they were throwing around.
You know, blessed the ball, whatever Gio Gonzalez was trying to throw. That,
God.
That looked like, who was the singer that threw the opening pitch that went straight sideways?
50 Cent.
Yeah, 50 Cent.
Yeah. There it is. Gio Gonzalez is 50 Cent.
Definitely.
To wrap up this transition.
Their plane made it to L.A., so we got that going.
Yeah. Is everybody okay? Yeah, do we have any information on who or what happened?
A player's family member is all we know.
That's it?
Yeah, a family member of a player, and then the pilot ran out of flyable hours. So they had to sit on the plane for like 4.5 hours in Albuquerque.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, so the pilot like timed out.
The pilot timed out, and so they had to wait for a new one. And they're in Albuquerque. It's not like they're at O'Hare.
You don't have Denzel from Flight doing this deal.
Oh my God.
Right.
He's halfway in the minibar. Right. He's like, I'm done.
The guy shows up and is the offensive line coach for the Dolphins.
I can fly this thing. I'm
going to go home and watch the first 30 seconds of Flight right now. It's a really good 30 seconds.
And then follow it up with Jay Zawoski's favorite, Sully. Do that afterwards as well. Does Danny know that story how he feels about Sully?
Jay Zawoski doesn't think Sully's a hero.
He did his job.
You talking about Paul Sullivan, or are you talking about Sully Sullenberger?
Sully's heroic for that haircut. We're talking about the movie.
I mean, he did his job, and I've read that like most pilots think that they could have executed that landing. But I mean, what is he, not a hero?
No, he's not a hero. He did his awesome. Job. His job is the pilot of the airplane, and his job is to land it safely if he can.
But I mean,
what was he supposed to do? Run around
the birds to fly into the engine?
Of course not. And things go wrong on a lot of flights. We don't see books and movies about.
Hey Jay, do you also like soldiers who aren't captured just for the
record?
Totally different. Different.
Jay looks at like the Secret Service guys like, you were supposed to jump in front of.
Yeah,
that
of course you take that bullet.
It's your job.
totally different.
Oh, fellas, we'll let you enjoy your weekend.
Thank you. What do you guys got today?
We got things and people and touching and loving. There's billiards out here. I might try to beat somebody's pants off.
There's
and
slots
also beat
too.
Them in the pool.
There's billiards. There's slots. There's all kinds of stuff. We love it here at Mike and Denise. We've been here before. I've been to the one at Yorkville before. So we're looking forward to a festive afternoon with plenty of Bud Light to get people's weekends.
And we
started.
Got Hawks tickets to give away. So if your face isn't in the place, then you won't be able to get a chance to win these. So it should be fun today.
They are Bernstein and Goff. Go see them at Mike and Denise's in Aurora on the Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.